A person is traveling, he should always make sure to come in at night when it's still daytime. When the sun is still shining. That's when he's going to your inn to sleep. Don't wait till it gets night. Also in the morning, only leave in the morning also when it's light already. So the Gemara says, when you go in the morning to go out, also travel when it's light. The Pasuk says, don't go out at night. Mashma, nighttime is a man when the mazikin are around. So you have to be careful not to go out at night. Preferred by yourself, you shouldn't go out at night with somebody else only. Yeah. I'd say we're not so machmir in this place. They say mazikin, not shashir, this man is there. But you've got to be careful. Turn around. Devad ear. If there's a plague in the city, konas raglecha. Means get your feet inside. As some say, means leave the city, run away. I mean, pick your feet and move. Shinar Pasuk says, "V'atem leitayt swish mepesach beisoy ad boiker," or else, "Kodesh v'rech" means don't be outside, come inside. Then, Kobram, don't stay outside, come inside. Like it says here, that don't be outside. Leitayt swish mepesach beisoy ad boiker. The Yom Pasuk says, "Leich imi bo v'chadrecho v'sogud losecha biyadcho," like come in with me in the inside and close the door. For the Mar and the Yom, a third pasuk says, "Michutz taskil." Cherev u'mechadrim eima. U'mechadarim eima. That is, chutz on the outside, the sword is killing, and there's fear inside. For the more my view, what do I need all this talking for? The chitayim, maybe you tell me, honey, me libalaila. Maybe only at nighttime when there's a dever, you should not be outside at nighttime. So then you should be inside. But maybe at daytime it's okay. Avu b'yamamaloi. Maybe at daytime it's alright to be outside. Toshma. But another positive says, lechani. Even by daytime, come inside and close the door. Maybe you'll tell me, that's only good when there's no fear inside the house. And then you should not be outside, come inside. But when there's fear even inside the house, maybe then it's better to be outside, because there you'll be with friends, you'll be with a few people together. You'll have a company. So maybe then it's better. Toshma, that's the third pasuk. No. Michutz taskil cherev, outside they're using the knife, the sword. It's worse to be outside. Even though inside there's fear. Just even though there's fear inside, still, you should not be outside, but try and be inside. Still there's the sword outside. Rava, the Gemara says, Rava b'idin rischa, when there was a plague, rischa, there was like Rashi's Deborah plague, have a socha kvi, he would close the window. Why? The pasuk says, ki ola moves mechaloneinu, that the Malach HaMoves came through the window. So he was afraid of a plague, the Malach HaMoves is around, he would close the windows. Tana Rabbanu, learn like this. Rav the ear, when there's a famine in the city, pause raglecha. Means, pause means move out of here. Move your feet, move out of town, go to a different place. Now, before Taika just meant go inside. Here, pause means go away. Shinema, pause it says, by Avram, the Rav Boritz, there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, the Yered Avram Mitzrayim, Logos, Avram went down to Mitzrayim, so you see, because of the Rav, he went down. The Yered, another pause it says, in Mamarno, Novo Yer, the Rav Yer, for Masnu Shom. Yeah. The Pasuk of Malachim, they're talking there, we should go inside, and as we have no food, so it's Kedai to go inside and have Muhammad. My Yered, what do you need a second Pasuk for? The Chitayim, maybe it's like this. Hani mili hechad leka safak nefoshes. When are you supposed to leave the town? Only if there's no safak nefoshes. Avol hechad leka safak nefoshes. But the question, maybe you'll be killed there. Maybe it's not worth it to go there. Stay by the famine. Don't go someplace else. So Mar says, Toshma, bring your proof. The Pasuk says here, L'chu v'noflu amach naram, that they said, let's go fight against mach. They have no food. So they said, let's go fight against mach naram. Im yichyu nechye. If we'll win the war, we'll have what to eat. And if not, so you see, since it was a famine there, it was kedai for them to go have mechoma and fight, that maybe they'll win. So even though it's a suffering of Hoshreis, still you're supposed to go there. Don't stay in the mokum where there's a famine. Toshima, Tan Rabban, look like this. Deva deer, when there's a plague in the city, al yahala chodim b'yamsaderev, don't walk in the middle of the road. When there's a plague there, it means he's the chief. So he's walking proudly through the streets to Malach HaMoves. So don't walk in the middle of the street, you'll bump into him. Tich even the Yerba Mishus say maskil Allah Haday. Because then he has Mishus now to kill people, he's walking on a prowl in the middle of the street. But Shalom the year, when there's peace in the city, then I halak Mitzidid Rachim, don't walk on the sides of the street. Tich even left the Mishus say, since he doesn't have permission to go out and kill, Nechavi Chavuya Yamaske. He tries and hides himself on the side. So therefore you're better off staying in the middle, don't go on the side of the roads. Tana Rabbah learn like this. The other of the year, when there's a plague in the city, I can't saw them yachad the Beis HaKnesses. Don't go single into the Beis HaKnesses. Shemalach HaMoves, mafkid shom kelim, which is the Malach HaMoves, drops off his kelim there. Actually, he comes into the city, but the first place he goes off to the Beis HaKnesses. And he drops off his kelim there, and then he comes back to get it. So don't go in the Yechidus to the Beis HaKnesses. Now, immediately, when is the Techid Le Korobo Dadaki? If you're not learning with Talmidim, not learning with kids, for Le Maskele Be'er Sorah, and there's no minion davening there. But if there's a minion or they're learning with kids, then it's okay. They'll protect you. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Kalovim boichim, when the dogs are barking, Malach HaMoves bolir. That's the sign that Malach HaMoves is coming into the city. Kalovim sachakim, if the dogs are laughing, Elio anovi bolir. That's the sign that Elio never is coming into the city. That's why they're laughing. But behind the meeting, when is it said, the less buna cave up, when there's no mate for them. If they have their mate there, so they're laughing with their mate. But if the Zohar doesn't have a mate next to it, and it starts to laugh, that's the simon that Eliyahu Novi is coming. Right, the Yosef Rav Ami Rav Asi came to Yitzchak Nafcha. Mar Omal once said, Omal Lei, Lei Mamash Maitito. One said to the other, say over Halacha. Or Mar Omal Lei, the other one said back to him, Lei Mamar Agarato. You tell me Hagadah, tell me a Maisa, a Medrash. So, Pasuk Lei Mamar Agarato, one wants to start saying a Maisa, a Medrash, but Lei Shavak, he didn't let him. So, and the other one then, Mar Pasuk Lei Mamar Agarato, the other one wants to start learning Halacha, Vuleshovik, they didn't let him. Vuleshovik Mara, the other one didn't let him. So Omalim, he said back to him, listen, what's going on here? I'll give you an example of what's going on here. A man has two wives. Achas Yalda, one's a young wife. The Achas Akena, one's an old wife. Now, Yalda, the young wife, she has black hair, so she don't like to see her husband with black hair also. So when the husband gets some white hair in his head, Malaketas Lelevoina, she pulls out his white hair. So Kena, the other wife, is just the opposite. Her hair is white already. So she would like to see her husband have white hair also. So what does she do? Malaketis loy shachurus. She'll pull out the black hair. So Nimsus comes out, correct, Mikan Makan. God's going to be bald. He's not going to have black, he's not going to have white hair. And that's going on here. Like, I want to say halacha, you want to say agadata. So we're stopping one another, and therefore we're not saying anything. Omle, so like this, he say halacha, so, Eimelech Nusu de Sharma Tavaichu. You know what? We'll say over one thing that's good for both of us. We'll say one thing, that's halach and agada. The Pasuk says in Shemois, he says the esh, umotza kaitzim, that when fire goes out, then fine stones. So teitze meyatzva, the fire goes out by itself. Shalom yishalom avres abeira. That the mav, the one that caused it, has to pay. Is omra kodesh brach. Kodesh brach says, olai lishalem mesabeira shehevarti. It's up to me to pay back for the fire that I caused. What does Hashem mean? Ani hatzitzi eish b'tzion. Hashem caused the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. He burnt out the Beis Hamikdash. Shenem, the pasuk says, Vayotzis eish b'tzion, Vatiyoch yisayda seho. And therefore Hashem says, Vani yosel l'vleis ad eish. I'm going to come back and build back the third Beis Hamikdash with fire. Shenem, the pasuk says, Vani yaya lo choymat eish, soviv, ulechoved eye v'soicha. So that's the halacha about kisei tzayesh. No, that's the agada about kisei tzayesh. Now what's the halacha about it? Shmaitata, what's the Shmaitata about it? Posrech HaKosu V'Niskei Momen. The Posrech starts off with Niskei Momen. V'Sayim V'Niskei Guf. It ends off with Niskei Aguf. Lema comes to teach us, Eishu Mishum Chitzov. He says to Eish, Mos Eishim, that it starts off with what? Niskei Momen. And it ends off with Niskei Aguf. Rashi says, Shekoro Mavrib Yedayim. The Posrech calls it Mavrib as if you did a Yedayim. So the Posrech starts off with Niskei Momen and ends off with Niskei Aguf. The teacher, this you said, Eisha Mishum Chitzai. Now the Mazik of Eisha, the Mam is like your Chitzav. Yeah. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara brings down a Pasuk in Shmuel that says like this, Vayisave David Vayoymar Mi Yashkeni Mayim Mibor Beis Lechem Asher Bashor. The next Pasuk says, Vayifku Shloishes Hagiborim Bamachne Plishtim Vayishavu Mayim Mibor, Beis Lechem, Asher Beshar, Vayisu, that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk means that David wanted to have some water, and he said, who could give me water? So they went down and they gave him water from the Plishtim.
But according to the Dikis, when the Pasuk says, "Vayisavet David Bayomer," David wanted something, and he said, "Mi Ashkeni Mayim." So Dikis Mayim does not only mean really water, but he had a question to ask. Something was bothering David, even Api Alocha. Therefore, the Gemara asked the question, like, "What was bothering David?" Gemara asked the Kasha, "My Kumi Boylei." What was bothering David? So Gemara answers, "Amar Rava." Rava says, "Amar Rav Nachman." Tomin Be'esh Kumi Boylei. David had a shaila. What's the Alocha? If somebody burns down the field and it's tomen, it's hid, it's covered up. In other words, ikra rabbiud, ikra rabbonin. Do we pass like rabbiud that tomen is chayiv, or do we pass like the rabbonin that it's potter? Or poshtulei mada poshtulei, and they answered him whatever they answered him. That was halacha. That's what some learn. That's the way Rav learns. That was David Shailon, and then they parted up and pushed it. So Ashi says, because that was the Maestro Bolofon, the Master Shesof, Wanche Godish, Shal Yisrael, that they lit up the fire, the field there. And the question was, Aloch, are they chayef to pay for the kelim that was hidden in the field or not? Ravuna, Omar, Ravuna said, the case was like this. Kedishim desoirim, the Yisrael heavy, they were like piles of barley that belonged to the Yisrael. They have a mitmerei plishtim bahu, that the plishtim were hiding inside these bundles of barley. So the question was now, like, are they allowed to go now and burn down these piles of barley to kill the plishtim inside them, even though they're now ruining their bimazik, the serm that belongs to Israel? So the question is, do they have a right to do this or not? Do they have a right to save themselves, right, to kill the plishtim by being mazik, destroying the mom and chaderoi? But the question is, do they have to pay money for it or not? So Shochle, they said back to Moshe, lahatzalatz ben mom and chaderoi. It's also to do it, and therefore the pshat is that you have to pay money. Like Tosfos says, yiboilu yichayev l'shalom k'shitzalatz b'fnei pekuach nefesh. Like Avadi, you're allowed to save yourself. The pekuach nefesh, of course you're allowed to save yourself. The question is, though, do you have to pay back money for it or not? So they answered back, yes, you have to pay back money, even though you're ruining your friend's god, your friend's property, because you want to save your life. Okay, you're allowed to do it to save your life, but still you have to pay back the money. So, but they said back to David, you should know, Aval ato melech, but you're a king, ato, but you're the king, and therefore melech peretz lasez derech v'ein mechim biyod. The king has the right to even make a road through somebody's field, and he can't stop him. Therefore, we can't stop you, David. You have a right to do it. Now, that's the way Rav Huna learns. Now, v'rabbonin v'itayma rabba v'amori yomru. What does he say? That the case was like this. Kedishim disoirim the Israel heavy. Really, there were piles of barley belonging to the Israel. Ugedishim diadoshim the plishtim. And there were also piles there of lentils belonging to the plishtim. So the question was now, v'kamiboylo, that a question like this. Mao lito gedishim shall serve the Israel. Are we allowed to take right now some of these barley that belong to the Israel, like to steal from the Israel? They were by the Muhammad now to give it to the animals to eat. Lita and lefnei behemtoi. Al menas on condition lishalim gedishim shall adoshim the plishtim, that they will pay back later from these lentils that belong to the plishtim. So that was the shaila. Are we allowed to steal now, like al menas to pay back? Shochle, they sent back to him. No, you're not allowed to steal now. As the Pasuk says, Chavol Yoshev Rosho, Gezeilu Yishalim. That means to say, Afa Pisha Gezeilu Mishalim, even though you pay back the Gezeilu, Rosho, you call the Rosho. Therefore, really not allowed to do this. But Avalata Melechata, but you, David HaMelech, you're the king. And therefore, Melech Peretz Lassos Laderech V'Yemechem Yodai, the king could go to make his own road and nobody could stop him. So these are three different ways how to learn what was bothering David and what they answered him. Now the Gemara says like this. Pishleima, the question was, can you change around? Are you allowed to take like the Jews serum now? Almanas to pay back with the plishtims. Haino dechsir, that's what's good that we have two psukim here. Chad krua, one posik says, Vatihi shon chalkos asodim leyadoshim, that the field was full of lentils. Oksid chad krua, there's another posik in Divrei Hayom that says, Vatihi chalkos asodim leyasorim, that the field was full of bundles of barley. So that's good, because the question was, can we take the Jewish ones now and pay back later with the Goyish Sirim? But Elo Lamandiyama Lenikli, but if the question was, can you burn up right now what's here now, like it was only Sirim belonging to the Jews, and there were Plishtim hiding inside it. So the question is, are you allowed to burn it down or not? So what do you have to have Tupsukim for? Mai boilu lahani take trei kroy. What do we need these two psukim for? So Gemarin says, Omelach, I'll tell you, to have a nami gedishim, the yadoshim disro. There was two cases. There were two different type of bundles. There were also bundles there of lentils belonging to the Yisrael, to have a mitmerubu plishtim, that the plishtim were hiding inside it. So that's why you have the two psukim. Like both things were true. There was a bundles of barley, and there was a bundles of lentils that the plishtim were hiding inside it. And the question is, do you have a right to burn it down, and you'll pay back, and of course you're killing them to save yourself. So the question is, do you have to pay back for that or not? And the answer was, yes, you have to pay back. Now the Gemara says, Bishlem, it's very good, Laman diyama lemikli, that the question was to burn it down. That's what the Pasuk says, Vayis yatzev, Bisoich hachilko, Vayatzi leho. In other words, that like David HaMelech stood there and stopped them from burning it down. He stopped them, but Yatilu means he stopped them from burning it. So if you say, now that I burned down the Jewish fields, the Jewish crop, then it's good why he said it, why he stopped them. But according to Mandiyam, the question was not like Hatzolo, not like to save yourself, but was the question just to change around. Let me take this food now and I'll pay it back later. If so, my Vayitzilo, what is in Vayitzileho? What does it mean he came to save them? So Moran says, Enechram, it just means, to loy shavak luli achlufei, he did not let them make this exchange. Now, Bishleim mahani tarti, Bishleim, according to his last two pshotim, was a question, could you make an exchange, or can you burn down this tfuwa? Hainu dichsiv trei kroi. That's why I call part of the post success, tupsukim. Because there were two cases there, again, like Sarim and Bayadoshim.